The Secret of the Growing Gold. When Margaret Delander went to live at Brent's Rock, the whole neighbourhood awoke to the pleasure of an entirely new scandal. Scandals, in connection with either the Delander family or the Brents of Brent's Rock, were not few, and if the secret history of the county had been written in full, both names would have been found well represented. It is true that the status of each was so different that they might have belonged to different continents, or to different worlds, for the matter of that, for hitherto their orbits had never crossed. The Brents were accorded by the whole section of the country a unique social dominance, and had ever held themselves as high above the yeoman class to which Margaret Delander belonged as a blue-blooded Spanish hidalgo outtops his peasant tenantry. The Delanders had an ancient record, and were proud of it in their way, as the Brents were of theirs. But the family had never risen above yeomanry, and although they had once been well-to-do in the good old times of foreign wars and protection, their fortunes had withered under the scorching of the free trade sun and the piping times of peace. They had, as the elder members used to assert, stuck to the land, with the result that they had taken root in it, body and soul. In fact, they, having chosen the life of vegetables, had flourished as vegetation does, blossomed and thrived in the good season, and suffered in the bad. Their holding, Dander's Croft, seemed to have been worked out, and to be typical of the family which had inhabited it. The latter had declined generation after generation, sending out now and again some abortive shoot of unsatisfied energy in the shape of a soldier or sailor, who had worked his way to the minor grades of the services, and had there stopped, cut short, either from unheeding gallantry in action, or from that destroying cause to men without breeding or youthful care, the recognition of a position above them, which they feel unfitted to fill. So, little by little, the family dropped lower and lower, the men brooding and dissatisfied and drinking themselves into the grave, the women drudging at home or marrying beneath them, or worse. In process of time, all disappeared, leaving only two in the croft, Wickham Delander and his sister Margaret. The man and woman seemed to have inherited in masculine and feminine form, respectively, the evil tendency of their race, sharing in common the principles, though manifesting them in different ways, of sullen passion, voluptuousness, and recklessness.